This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat in Southland District with your Extension Crop Report. Although we don't have a chicken industry here in Kansas, nearby states of Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Missouri do. This can be a good thing, too, as many fields in southeast Kansas are deficient in phosphorus and potassium. The general rule of chicken litter nutrient content is 50-50-50, meaning 50 pounds of nitrogen, 50 pounds of phosphorus, and 50 pounds of potassium. This, however, can be very inaccurate. Real nutrient content could be from twice the 50-50-50 rule to less than half of the 50-50-50 rule. Nutrient content of litter varies wildly based upon type, processing, and moisture. Ask the company where you are buying the litter if they have a nutrient analysis on their litter, or you can take samples yourself and send it off for testing. The nitrogen in litter is tricky, as 75 to 85% of it is in an organic form, with the remaining 15 to 25% being mainly ammonia. Only half of the organic nitrogen is available to plants in the first year, and only if the soil is warm enough for the organic matter to mineralize. The nitrogen in litter is more likely to be unavailable if it was mixed with a high carbon bedding material. The ammonia fraction can also be lost to volatilization if not incorporated after application. Put it all together, it can be hard to determine exactly how much nitrogen a crop gets from a litter application, but there are some basic estimates that can be used as a guide. Phosphorus and potassium are straightforward. If the background phosphorus level in the field is good before application, then nearly 100% of the phosphorus is available. If the background phosphorus level is low, below 10 parts per million, then the soil could take between 30 to 40% of the phosphorus before it is available to plants. This is more likely in acidic, heavy clay soils. Potassium is also 100% available in most cases. Litter needs to be applied based upon the phosphorus recommendation, with the rest of the needed nitrogen coming from other inorganic fertilizer sources. In a way, we should consider litter to be a phosphorus fertilizer like MAP and DAP. In the area of the country with the poultry industry, many fields have very high concentration of soil nutrients, to the point of environmental concern with nutrient runoff, mainly phosphorus. This could lead to serious issues in environmental regulations that the East Coast states have or even nearby Arkansas face. Over-application of litter can increase phosphorus levels to environmentally risky levels. It'd be better to self-regulate now than to deal with governmental regulations later. Litter needs to be handled and stored properly as well, as much of the nutrient runoff occurs not in the field, but from the piles at the edge of the field before it is applied. Poultry litter has plenty of secondary and micronutrients as well. It averages about 10 pounds of sulfur per ton and half a pound of zinc per ton, and 8 pounds of magnesium. It carries around 10 pounds of sodium too, which is not necessarily a good thing, but is unlikely to be a problem around here. For more information on poultry litter applications, please call 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.